Bodhisattva's Vow by Torei Zenji. When I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, all is the never-failing manifestation of the mysterious truth of the awakened life. In any event, in any moment, and in any place, none can be other than the marvelous revelation of its glorious light. And of course, this continues. When I, a student of the way, in a way saying that, who is this I? What is this I? As soon as we say it, we're in trouble. And yet, we must say it. We must say, when I, a student of the way. Otherwise, it would be a bit abstract reflecting on this. Saying just, looking at the real form of the universe, all is the never failing, or just all is the never failing. It's a little too abstract. And it's important to see our practice isn't about abstractions or ideas or knowing something. That practice isn't theoretical. Bodhisattva's vow is not an idea or an ideal. So, in a way, I is this zazening. It would be better to translate it as seeing the real form, being the real universe, seeing the universe that is our life. But if we start off making it personal, when I, that becomes the personal task of our zazening, of our practice, our effort. And as we all know, abstractions, ideas, theories, not much use unless it's our life practice. But saying when I, though that's so, we need to take it a step further, say, a student of the way. Otherwise, I becomes another self-centered dream, which is how we usually operate. And then, of course, all sorts of entanglements, beliefs, reactions arise from that. All sorts of suffering when I don't like it this way, I want that, I should have that. So a student of the way is doing zazen, being zazening in our life, in our formal sitting, in the midst of everyday habits, beliefs that arise, that we encounter, excuse me, and in encountering them, we counter them with, when I, a student of the way, look, I am willing to acknowledge and be a student of zazeni, be a practitioner, then, in any event, in any form, in any place, this real form is what we embrace, what we face, what we respond, what we live at. Looking at the real form, this never-failing manifestation, never-failing manifestation, never failing awakened life. Always this, and yet if we start thinking about it and trying to figure it out, we miss this abundance that's not at all mysterious. It's wherever you are, however you are, whatever you need, lacking nothing, unless, of course, we believe otherwise. I need that. That shouldn't be here. How come? I'm going to do all of that. Then we miss this never failing manifestation that is this awakened life that's nowhere else. And yet we must notice what we're believing otherwise, where we're holding on to otherwise, where lacks of this and that, wanting more of this and that, gets in the way of our doing what's called for right here, right now. In any event, in any moment, in any place. Not as some, what should I say, abstraction or generalization, but in any event, in any moment, in any place, we are the bodhisattva responding as this awakened life that we are. We and our life aren't two different things. There is nothing else but this awakened life. And yet, as soon as we think it's me versus him versus her, or have all sorts of ideas about who, what, should or shouldn't, then we miss this none can be other. We miss this none can be other marvelous revelation right here in front of us. This light as it is. And yet this light as it is requires us to respond. This is not so different from the practice principles where we get to notice how this moment being experiencing, being just this moment, and yet if we're caught in this or that, then it's like putting hands over our eyes and wondering, why am I bumping into things? None can be other than this marvelous revelation, this glorious light. And yet our practice, whether when we're sitting in zazen, in formal zazen, or zazening in responding and living our life, is living the life of the self that is this glorious light, that is this awakened light, living as the bodhisattva that we are, and living as all the bodhisattvas that we encounter. From morning to night, myriad bodhisattvas right in front of us, right as us. Somewhere, I don't remember where it is at this moment, there's a image of a bodhisattva practitioner speaking, and coming out of their mouth are only more forms of bodhisattvas. Wonderful truth. Wonderful bodhisattvas that come out of our mouth that we see and hear and we encounter. And yet it's up to us to enable and support the revelation of this glorious light, of this awakened life. Not something that we figured out. That's this mysterious truth. Mysterious truth is wonderful. Of course, some of you know I like to play with words, and one of the things, of course, is my name, Genmyo. In a way, the word is very simple. It's subtly mysterious, or subtle mysterious, or mysterious mysterious. Or, if we make trouble with it, then it becomes a shady character, and we miss the truth of what this mysterious truth that we don't need to know anything about, except to manifest this never failing, to live in any moment, in any place, live in every event as the bodhisattva that we are, support the revelation of the truth of who we and everyone we encounter is, and support it in responding to them, to the events, to circumstances. We support what's always so, and yet in our support and being just this moment, it allows the compassionate bodhisattva to manifest. Thank you.